I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Got some gloomy economic news today. Contrary to expectations, the U.S. unemployment rate climbed in November to 9.8%. Also today, a controversial plan aimed at reducing the national debt failed to win enough support to move it to Congress. We're going to hear more on the issue of American debt in a few minutes. But first, Ireland. Ireland is moving on controlling its debt. The government is releasing a budget next week after accepting a bailout. The Irish are bracing for job losses, tax hikes, and more. But many there don't want a hike in the corporate tax rate. It's a low 12.5% right now. That's compared to the U.S. corporate rate of up to 35%. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Dublin on why the Irish want to spare big business.
On a snowy night in Dublin, a downtown shopping center is a warm and cheery refuge for those fed up with the weather and the bad economic news. Santa is doing his part with the children.
Are you going to leave anything out for Santa?
Yeah.
What would you leave out for Santa to eat?
Carrots, cookies and milk.
And who's the carrots for?
Rudolph.
Santa, who's also happy to be called Chris, is well aware of what Ireland has been through. And even though he knows the country's minimum wage is about to be cut, that property and other taxes are about to be hiked, that there's real pain on the way for many people, Chris says no way can he support hiking the corporate tax rate, a tax that affects hundreds of U.S. multinationals that are based here.
America gave us a lot of business here over the years. And I think, in fairness, we shouldn't be opening it now. What America gave us over the years, I think we should be able to hold on to.
Those sentiments reflect a widely held view in Ireland. Leave the multinational companies alone. An automated assembly machine is spitting little pink pills into a conveyor belt. They're antidepressants, but not for the Irish. This shipment is on its way to Turkey. There are about 1,000 people working at this Pfizer plant in Newbridge, southwest of Dublin. In all, multinationals, most of them American, employ more than 250,000 people. Pfizer Vice President Paul Duffy says the corporate tax rate at 12.5% is one reason among several why multinational corporations locate in Ireland, but it is a key one.
We are English-speaking, time zone is good, and we have a corporation tax rate that is competitive. And they're all pillars upon which industry builds itself. And from my point of view, I cannot see why we would change to a different corporation tax rate and damage the one part of the sector that's actually doing very well.
But countries like Germany and France have long complained that Ireland's tax structure is unfair and distorts competition. Still, the Irish government rebuffed their demands to raise the corporate tax as part of bailout negotiations. Paul Duffy says if those countries want to compete, they know what to do.
It's transparent, it's obvious, and we've seen the benefit of it. Then why not lower your rate rather than force Ireland to increase your rate?
In the middle of the debate sit the workers and their unions. Paul Sweeney is an economic advisor at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. He says Ireland has always been an innovator when it comes to taxes, precisely because it's been a poor nation.
It was in Ireland, in Shannon Airport, that there was the first tax-free zone. We invented that, the same as Irish coffee was invented in Shannon Airport as well.
Sweeney supported the low corporate tax rate too, but now worries about the future of Ireland's workers. He believes they've been cowed into supporting a hands-off policy for big business.
Our own members working for a multinational have been told we'll pull out if we have to pay an extra few percent on corporation tax.
Companies with long histories in Ireland, like Pfizer and Merck, don't talk about pulling out if the rate is eventually hiked. But Merck's Neil Boyle says it could hurt the chances for new investment.
I think, you know, if there were changes to that, I think it would be the signal that it sends rather than the financials that it might necessarily represent. Of course, all companies would want to reassess.
And if you ever find...
In the shopping centre in Dublin, Stephen O'Flaherty is trying to attract some business of his own. He owns a kiosk that scans photographs onto coffee mugs, t-shirts, just about anything. Business is slow and O'Flaherty worries it won't get better anytime soon. He's mad at the government, not too happy with the banks, but he too defends the multinationals and their low taxes.
We've had huge inward investment from the likes of Google, Microsoft, Intel, and they've all been attracted here with the low corporation tax rate. And when it's providing jobs for people, people understand and can make that connection.
It's true that manufacturing and exports are two of the few bright spots in the bleak Irish economy. Both are still growing. boosting the tax corporations pay by even 2% would mean a lot more revenue for a beleaguered government. But no major political party, not the one in power nor those in opposition, want to mess with the tax that keeps people employed through what will be a tough Christmas season. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Dublin.